Those who say they've been abused by Catholic priests continue to come forward. There have been cases in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and elsewhere around Wisconsin. One man currently testifying in a private church procedure against a Dane County priest says he wants Father Kenneth Kluber-Tanz permanently removed from his duties at a church in Lodi for abuse which allegedly occurred 30 years ago on a camping trip. Christopher Leonard also wants Wisconsin to allow more time for victims like himself to sue clergy for sexual misconduct.
I'm hoping that the state of Wisconsin will reconsider what they're doing and provide an opportunity for civil and criminal litigation against gentlemen like Father Kluber-Tanz.
Current state law requires that victims take legal action by the time they turn 35. Senator Tim Carpenter thinks the statute of limitations for such cases should be waived. He, along with fellow Milwaukee Democrat Dave Cullen, are proposing a one-year legal window during which victims of past sexual abuse could sue, no matter how long ago the incident occurred. Carpenter expects to introduce the bill by the end of the month.
From my experiences of personal discussions with many of the abuse victims, they want to have closure. They want to have their day in court, and that's what this bill will do.
The Wisconsin Catholic Conference opposes such a window. Executive Director John Hoopsher.
The statute of limitations exists to protect anybody from having to defend themselves against an accusation that's years or decades old when getting at the truth is difficult, if not impossible.
Hoopsher says courts in other states have considered it unconstitutional to waive time limits for old cases of abuse. Wisconsin's Supreme Court recently ruled that a victim could not sue the Milwaukee Archdiocese for allegedly covering up past misconduct of priests. However, lawyers for the victims note that some justices indicated the legislature might want to consider changing current law. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.